You rock, my friends. You Rock podcast is for women like you who want to own your life and live an engaged and joyful life. Hosted by Dr. Aaliyah Majeed, mom of three, devoted wife, and a scientist turned life coach on a mission to empower women to take control of their lives. In this podcast, we deliver tools, insights, and inspiration on rocking your own life, owning to your highest potential, and becoming the best version of you. Now, here's your host, Dr. Aaliyah Majeed.
Hello, assalamualaikum. Hi friends, it's Aaliyah here. Welcome again to another episode on You Rock, your podcast for success mindset and lots of fun stuff to make your productive life much, much easier. And today I'm talking about how I find time to do things I love every single day. Okay, it's about me and my me time. Okay, I think back from 2018, I have always making my me time an important part of the day. And I think most of us know the importance of taking time for ourselves, but do we really implement them in our life? Oftentimes, we are so busy with so many deadlines, works and responsibilities, commitments, you know, kids and any other relationships that you make it a priority more than yourself. But to be honest, when I discovered that making time for myself and having that me time really improves my productivity, I am making sure now that I carve out this time every day to myself to do things that I love every single day. And it really gives me so much clarity and so much, you know, more a recharge of my life. I get really energetic of it. You know, why we have to do this is because sometimes when you do something that you love every day, you get motivated and you want to improve yourself in certain way. So having something to look forward to, especially on those days when everything is going wrong, and having time for yourself can give you a much needed boost of motivation to help you make it through the difficult times in your weekly commitments. Also, you probably heard that laughter is the best medicine. Happiness and laughter gives you tremendous numbers of health benefits, and how it relaxes your body system, reduces stress, and also boosts your immune system. So maybe carve out some time so that you can laugh. For me, I think I like to watch comedies. That is just, it gives me that spark of, you know, I don't know what kind of hormones that it releases when you get when you are excited and you're happy and you are laughing. But we learn that laughter can also improve your mood, your reduces your stress and boost your immune system. Doing something that you love every day that can leads to this sensation of easiness, increase your happiness. It can also lead to the overall improvement of your health. So for me, there are several comedies that I like to watch. And sometimes when things doesn't go right, and I need that source of joy injected into my life for a quick boost, I just watch some of the comedies that I love. I can say sometimes when we get too busy, we have so many things to do at work, for work, and then we have so many house chores. Sometimes we kind of like neglected this time for ourselves, right? Have you ever felt like that? Like you don't even have time to watch anything on the TV, or you don't like have some time to just sit down and wander and just relax and do nothing, because you know every single moment in your life throughout the day you have something to do. So really carving out that time and knowing when is it that you are able to do this me time, that we like to call it these days, right? To do the things that you love is really important. The way to do it is really simple. First, you have to know what do you love? Make a list of it, right? Make a list of things you truly want to do, the things you will love to do, the things that you want to spend your precious time doing. So maybe choose like 4 to 5 things. Having a short list is also important because you know that you don't have this like overwhelming choices of things you want to do during that short amount of time that now you have maybe carved out, right? So having that short list, maybe 4 to 5 things that you love to do. So for me, yeah, being the introvert that I am, I love reading. I love spending time with a good book. And I feel like if I can, if I like have this, if I have time for reading every day, I will be okay for the rest of the day. I'm totally enjoying the day, you know, that I'm that kind of person. So for me, I make sure that I have time to read every single day. That's the most, you know, the minimum requirement, I can say, to fulfill these needs of doing things that I love every single day. Because it's just easy, you know, just take that book and have like 15 minutes and read something. But usually I read more than 15 minutes every day. So yeah, and then some other things that I love doing also, maybe working out, also, because, you know, I think it really, I enjoy a little bit about working out. So having that time is really important for me, in that I schedule that into my schedule throughout the week, either going to the gym or doing yoga or just for a walk. Okay, so that's the things, that the little things that I love doing every single day. I mean, inshallah, I'm doing it somehow every single day without noticing it. I have been implementing it throughout my week for the last 4 or 5 years. So I'm really glad to share this to you guys, that I have transitioned. I mean, my life has changed so much throughout these 4 or 5 years. Before this, I think I don't have any time to even sit down and do things that I love. I was chasing from one thing, one project to another, and I don't remember being like really happy and satisfied with my life, my week at work. And but now, alhamdulillah, chosen this path, transitioning into becoming my own boss. Yeah, and now I have the flexibility of time. Yeah, not now. It's actually starting from me quitting my job and pursue my PhD. I have this flexibility in my time, and I can do these things and schedule in the things that I love to do every day. And that's what recharge me. So when people ask me how I gain this, you know, motivation, how I get this energy, and how, why am I doing all these things? Isn't this tiring you or some sort? But what I can say is that I feel motivated to do this because I have these extra things to give others, to teach others too. So if I have that, that, you know, this unique positioning, I can say that Allah has given me these things that I should share to the world. So why not I use my voice to do it, right? So alhamdulillah, here I am, and I'm really glad you all are there behind me, listening to my podcast. And if you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast channel and read my podcast in your Apple Podcast, you know, the comment and the rate section. Please rate it and subscribe, and also share this podcast to other people, someone else that you think will enjoy this episode too. And yeah, okay, back to making the time for what you love. So first is making your list, right? And then what you can do is eliminate as much of the rest of the stuff as possible from your private life. So what this means is that you don't have to do everything every day, every single thing every day, if that's the thing that you doesn't bring you joy every day. What I'm saying is that, you know, sometimes you have to just put it aside, the laundry, the cleaning, the whatever, for you. It's important for you to recharge yourself first too. So remember that, although, you know, I like clean house, I like the laundry being folded, I like healthy, good food every day, new meal, freshly prepared meal every day. But remember, what can you eliminate so that you have this extra hour to do the things that you really enjoy? So think about that. But, you know, sometimes some people love cooking and, you know, like love baking and doing all those stuff. Then that is okay. I salute you for loving that things. I mean, for me, I kind of like cooking, I thought. But I think it is becoming my responsibility. It's not something like I do it for fun. You know, I just do it because I like to provide good food for my family. I think that's the reason why, right? That doesn't qualify as the thing that I love to do every day. So, you know, you have to know the difference between those two. Okay. And then thirdly is that, of course, schedule. If the thing is not scheduled, then you will not make time for it. Schedule your free time so that you're doing the things that you have shortlisted just now. Remember the list that you want to do, the things that you want to do, right? Schedule it, you know. I even put in my calendar movie night with my kids. So that's how important my time spending with my kids. It's really important, although we are just at home and eating popcorn and watching the TV. But 8 p.m. on Friday night is our movie time. So I don't want to be distracted and interrupted and, you know, replying people's messages on during that time, or like thinking about other things to do while we only have limited time to spend together. So usually I just put that in my calendar so that I remind myself that, okay, we are going to watch a movie this weekend. So I'm anticipating that. I'm like getting my mind excited for that event, you know, and then think about what are the movies that we possibly can watch on this week. And that really helps me to look forward to spend time with my kids, even just at home. So yeah, that's how I'm making sure that although I'm busy, I'm a busy person, and although I don't like the word busy, I like to, you know, make sure that I am productive towards the direction that I want to go and the purpose that I want to go and the vision that we have. But although with all these things that I have planned for myself, I mean, in terms of work, in terms of my business, I make sure that I have time to enjoy myself every single day too, inshallah. Yeah, so how about you guys? What do you do every day to make you feel more happy and enjoy your life? Here's the thing. Some people might think that taking time off, like 15 minutes and do other things and work, sometimes they feel like it's just not making any sense, or it just not directed to the goals that they want in life. So yeah, I've been asked this couple of days ago regarding, you know, goal setting and planning and all these things. And the question that I had is that if this thing that she wanted to put in the schedule is not directly aligned with the goal that she have. So, for example, the goal is like maybe build a business, whatever the goal might be, right? Like making her side hustle into a business or whatever. So she was asking if she put other things like go for a hiking for one day on this Friday, like that's just one example, right? Okay. So is that classified as being like unproductive? Wow, that's a good question, you know, because when you have this big vision in front of you, you have big goals in front of you, taking care of yourself is the main priority. It's the basics, you know. So these things that you love, although it doesn't relate directly to the goal, it actually what fuels you, you know. So doing something you enjoy every day helps to make you more productive. When you have something to look forward to every day, your workload will feel lighter and you'll be more motivated to complete your tasks and deadlines on time. It's just like a small reward, you know. Doing something you love every day will spur you on throughout the day and keeping you on track and working towards your goal. Doing something enjoyable every day can also improve your outlook on life, and getting stuck in the same routine can lead to feeling of frustration and you get demotivated because of it. But and if you break out of that routine to do something enjoyable for yourself every day, it can leave you feeling more refreshed and ready to take it on the next responsibility that you have. Okay, so what about you? Have you found something, doing something that you enjoy that offers you tangible benefits? What's something that you love to look forward to every single day? So share with me in the comments below. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Also, I have a favor for you. If you enjoy this podcast, really share with somebody else who might enjoy this too. And if you are ready to tackle 2022, I have a newly designed 2022 productivity planner that you can download from the link below and start planning your 2022 stronger than ever, inshallah. Remember to start your day with intention. Love what you do and end your day with gratitude. See you next week. Assalamualaikum.